Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
There's been challenges, but you take these last 3 years with Trump's policies, economically, financially, they've been the toughest I've ever experienced. Trump has failed the American farmer.
Biden, as a candidate, had repeatedly said he was going to be a big supporter of ethanol. He kind of hammered President Trump for some of his policies that had hampered demand for ethanol. There was some expectation among biofuels producers and farmers that the Biden administration would be good for ethanol. And the infrastructure package that Biden laid out at the end of March really didn't include any sort of support for ethanol. There were only a few sort of vague references. That was kind of a disappointment given the infrastructure package's focus on climate overall. And now they're kind of putting the pressure on Biden and, of course, their allies in Congress to kind of write them into the legislation once Congress turns Biden's outline into actual legislation.
I'm Anthony Adragna. This is Politico Energy. As the Biden administration pushes for an infrastructure package that prepares the U.S. to tackle climate change, Democrats now have to search for a way to promote electric vehicles without neglecting Midwest biofuel producers. Today, Politico's Brian McCrimmon on the struggle to reach this balance. It's Wednesday, May 5th.
Biden is clearly going all in on electric vehicles. And, you know, environmentalists that have really gained a lot of clout recently are much more focused on electric vehicles and kind of an all-electric future for the transportation sector, whereas they see biofuels as, you know, better than gasoline, you know, a better sort of short-term option, but they don't think it's the future of clean energy and transportation. So it's sort of a tricky thing for Biden to navigate because it is better in the short term, but it's not necessarily something that that climate advocates see as sort of a long-term solution. And in the meantime, he's trying to balance these sort of political interests that are, you know, which are heavily in favor of supporting ethanol, biofuels, and farmers at large.
So, Ryan, can you remind us why Midwest farmers and biofuels producers in particular are such a potent political force?
Well, there's definitely a lot of influence, especially if you look at states like Iowa that kind of lead off the presidential process every 4 years. There's a lot of focus on ethanol policy. It's almost sort of an outsized influence in terms of how much political attention it gets. But it's also a key source of jobs, especially in rural areas in the Midwest. So it gets a lot of attention politically. And, you know, it's a sensitive subject, federal support around biofuels and ethanol. So it's, you know, it comes up routinely, but it's definitely something that both Republicans and Democrats are very interested in supporting.
So what are some of the things that the ethanol and biofuels sectors have said that the administration could do that would help them out in the short term?
Yeah, there's a few things. I mean, regarding infrastructure, they can definitely support sort of access to biofuels at gas stations and things like that, higher blends of ethanol. And that's something that the Agriculture Department has been doing a little bit, but separate from Biden's infrastructure package. Beyond that, kind of one of the biggest things that the biofuels industry wants is for the Biden administration to sort of more strictly adhere to the renewable fuel standard. And that was kind of their biggest complaint with the Trump administration was that, you know, they allowed a lot of oil refiners at an unprecedented rate to basically skip their obligations to blend ethanol into the fuel supply.
And what have administration officials, I'm thinking of people like Michael Regan at EPA and Tom Vilsack at Ag, what have they said in response to these concerns?
They have basically said that as we, you know, continue the process of putting together an actual package, biofuel producers, farmers will be at the table. They'll be part of the discussions. That's something that a lot of Midwestern lawmakers on both sides have said needs to happen. And it seems, you know, there seems to be recognition that they should be part of the process. And as I said, the plan that Biden put out is more of an outline, kind of a starting point for the conversation. And once Congress writes that into legislation, you know, it's very likely that we will see some more support for biofuels infrastructure in there.
Got to think the sector must feel a little bit better in that Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture, is a longtime Iowa governor, right? So he knows these issues really well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a key piece. Tom Vilsack at Agriculture, and as you said, Regan at EPA, they both kind of assured the industry that that ethanol, that biofuels are a priority for the Biden administration.
The reality is that as we talk about these promising futures, we have to deal with here and now and a glide path to get to these promising futures. And what we know is that ethanol plays a significant role in providing those resources here and now today.
Tom Vilsack has said repeatedly that, it's going to take everything. It's going to take biofuels and electric vehicles to get the Biden administration, you know, closer to its emissions reduction goals. So I think they have tried their best to sort of reassure the industry that they're important to the Biden administration, and we'll see, you know, what ends up being included in that.
Also, on Tuesday, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said it revisited the baseline temperatures in many parts of the country to account for warmer and wetter conditions. In its update of temperature observations, NOAA noted warmer global temperatures in the 30-year measurement from 1991 to 2020 compared to the 1981 to 2010 period. The new decade measurer included 7 of the warmest 10 years ever recorded. The observation used for this assessment were collected from weather stations across the country. In the same assessment, NOAA noted that much of the country, except for the Southwest, also became wetter, a phenomenon that scientists said is linked to water evaporating from oceans and land surfaces due to rising temperatures. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you like our show, then like it. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. It helps more people find the show. I'm Anthony Adragna. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Chevron is lowering the carbon emissions intensity of their operations, exploring renewable fuels of the future, and investing in low-carbon technologies. Because it's only human to protect the home we share. Learn more at chevron.com/lowercarbon.